Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all-new, brand-new Russell Wortham Show, coming to you live, commercial-free, from my super-secret Batcave. Folks, we're back. Back in the middle of greatness. Day two of what I'm calling WWE Week. And today we're going to be talking about what's been going on down in Orlando. Yes, of course, that is NXT, and boy, we have a ton of stuff. So, let's get going. So, we start off with last week, and it was really a night of stars, and I know that saying gets used quite a bit, but it is really true. So start off with Cody Rhodes coming out, and hearing his theme music inside of NXT, and you know that line where it says I'm home, I say it now and it gives me goosebumps, because it means something. I mean, overall, hey, I'm back home in WWE, but I'm home as in this is where my dad was. This is the place that Dusty built, you know, and so it felt like it was more meaningful. And you could tell on his face. I mean, Cody absolutely was loving the idea of being in NXT, and I can't blame the guy. I honestly just cannot blame the guy, at all. Then of course, you had Roxanne Perez, Roxy Perez versus Asuka. It was a bit spot festy, and what I mean by that, if you are new to this program, well, first of all, welcome on in, kick your feet up, get something warm to drink. And what I mean by spot festy is there's two ways you can do it in the ring. There's meticulously planning things out, saying we're going here, we're going here, we're doing this, and it's just boom, 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 right down the line. Or if you're comfortable freestyling, that's called calling it in the ring, which is, hey, I'm going to duck, you know, and then you hit leapfrog, you know, and then I come back and I do this. And they basically, you know, do it in the ring, and it feels more fluid when they call in the ring. Feels more organic, if you will. But this was kind of spot festy. Asuka, I mean, look, Roxanne Perez has a bit of a chip on her shoulder, and I don't blame her. But Asuka, I mean, Asuka took care of business. John Cena comes out and was on fire with that promo. I mean, 99.9% of that crowd down in Orlando was chanting for Cena, thanking Cena. There was one guy, and he's like, Cena sucks. And Cena, he wasn't mad, but he points at the guy and he's like, you know what? Respect. That's what I'm talking about, you know? And so, yeah, I mean, it was just so good. And how weird was that to have people actually and actively cheering for John Cena? I was like, okay. So, John, you know, was there to set up match between Bron Breakker and Carmelo Hayes. Ilya Dragunov versus Dirty Dominic Mysterio. Dominic tried to cheat, but LA Knight was there to help even up the odds as the special guest referee. And Ilya Dragunov is still your NXT champion. Finally, on last week's show, it was Carmelo Hayes versus Bron Breakker. I'm looking at Paul Heyman. I'm looking at Paulie, and I'm thinking, are you okay? I mean, clearly, he's gone mostly gray, mostly white. Which is, I mean, that's just how things go. But I'm just looking at him, and I'm thinking, are you okay there, Paul? I mean, wow. But Ilya had a fairly easy time with Dominic Mysterio. Going back to Carmelo versus Braun, Carmelo Hayes had a fairly easy time. Undertaker comes out. Biker Undertaker comes out. Oh my gosh. That was special. Could he have done Vintage Undertaker? Sure. Absolutely. That place would have gone insane. But I think that, with the pyro and, the fire, I don't know if that would have worked, but Undertaker comes out, big ups, and then we go to that was 2 weeks ago. Then we go to that was 3 weeks ago. Pardon me. Then we go to the 17th, and you had the Bada Bing Tag Team Battle Royal. It was super chaotic. Los Lotharios got the win. It was a bit controversial. Everybody thought it was the Creeds that earned the chance to go up against Chase U, but it was Los Lotharios. And then immediately you had Los Lotharios versus Chase U. It was a really good match. It was a really, really solid match. And I really like how Chase U has started to really get some traction behind them. Because for the longest time, Chase U was, I don't want to say that they were a novelty act, but kind of, a novelty act. But they really put themselves out there, and I really, really think that that match, that's going to be, it's past now, when talk about you know, when we talk about Halloween Havoc on Friday, that is going to be just absolutely fire between Chase U and the family. Lyra Valkyria versus Tegan Nox. Lyra dominated most of that match. You had Ariana Grace versus Brinley Reese in the women's breakout tournament. And Grace sneaks out a win. And then they had, you know, a tag team match after that. On Friday, we're going to go through everything that happened on Halloween Havoc, night one, night two, and go from there. So, that is your NXT report for this week. And just like the Beatles sang all those many years ago, love is all you need. I will see you guys tomorrow for SmackDown.